broadcasting live from Houston for Super Bowl 38, where we still laugh at Bum Phillips and Astroworld. Brought to you by Majestic Liquors, Bobcat, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
919 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Big Dick, and this is the P1 Wild Eye Circus. Our P1 guest hosts in studio, we've got Coach Mark and Jim. They're all here, as well as a guy who's been nice enough to pretty much spend his whole evening with us, Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. And Commissioner Price, thanks for sticking around for another segment. You know, it's got to be going well when we roll it for three segments. This is elite company, you see here. This is a three-segment happening here. So I'm all about it. But we had to do that because we were talking the first couple of segments about Commissioner Price's boycott that he is leading and supporting against Nike for the LeBron James Bernie Mac Black Church ad that you've probably seen running on television. But I didn't want him to get out of here before we talked about a story that we've been talking about quite a bit on the show this past week. And if you listened at all, you probably heard us comment on it at some point. The fact that one of Commissioner Price's fellow commissioners, Ken Mayfield, had taken four Super Bowl tickets from the attorney for the Dallas Cowboys and had since given them back. By the end of the week, he had kind of been shamed into giving them back. I was pretty critical of him for taking them. And the reports that I read in the newspaper and saw on television, Commissioner Price said that all five county commissioners were offered these tickets and he was the only one that took them. You turned yours down.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Can you tell people why? And I realize you can't speak on behalf of Commissioner Mayfield, but to you, why that would really create a conflict or at least look a little suspicious?
Well, I just think it gives the appearance. I mean, we could have purchased the tickets and there wouldn't have been that on the problem. It gives the appearance of maybe impropriety, if you will. One of the things, and I said to Ken was that maybe it was just a slow day, a misstep in judgment or something. But, you know, first of all, anything that we take like that, we have to give an accounting in terms of the ethics. And, I just don't like keeping up with all the paperwork. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, it was just inappropriate that we engage in anything right now that appears not to be above board as we go into these negotiations for maybe a potential stadium definitely in Dallas County.
Now, can you clear something up? Because I think when we talk about publicly funded stadiums and things like this, I know I sat through a meeting up here with Stephen Jones one day, and I'm still not sure I completely understood the concept of how one scenario works versus another. Can you explain how the Dallas County Commissioners would play a role in this, theoretically? And if they do, is there a way to get around a ballot vote?
No.
Okay, it's no. One way or another, it's got to be voted on by the citizens.
It's got to be voted on. The Bremer bill is a bill that was passed by the legislature. In this case, in some cases, they've given cities the authority. In this case, the county received the authority to create the scenario going forward as to whether or not the voters want a stadium. And what we have to do is we have to fashion a deal in such a way that the public feels as though that, you know, they're going to get value from a stadium, and that it is a kind of an equitable economic driver going forward. And that's basically the bottom line. But when it's all said and done, regardless of what we and our team does, and we've assembled our team, the Cowboys have a team, when it's all said and done, we will fashion a proposition to put before the voters, and the voters will have a final word on whatever it is.
So at this point, you guys, the commissioners are sort of the gatekeeper between the Cowboys and the ballot. You guys are going to find some common ground on what you think is presentable, and then it's going to be up for a vote.
That's correct.
What kind of timetable are we looking at before it goes to the vote?
I think most of us are pushing, and I think the Cowboys are also pushing, but they definitely want a November ballot.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, where we're talking about a November vote, and I think that that's the only thing that's reasonable. It'll have the greatest participation, and we're working very feverishly to make that happen.
What do you think we need to be presented with as the voters in order to see something that could really work for us? I mean, right now, the figures that are being thrown out are $650 million. $400 million of it would be financed by the public. To me, that doesn't sound worth it. Now, understand, I'm somebody who's down on these ideas pretty much across the board. But you know, you're in a position to really see that on the inside. What do you think it's going to have to be reduced to in order for the citizens to really be able to see their investment recouped?
Well, I think, again, we'll look and see what the numbers are. We know what the league traditionally does in terms of how they buy into these new stadium deals. We know the kind of funding that is available, if you will, to the Cowboys with regards to this kind of venture. And the league takes stock in this kind of venture. So when we look and try to fashion a deal, we're going to be able to, and keep in mind, that deal will lay out exactly what the public can expect. If it's a $650 million deal and the public decides, and we decide for the public, as you said, as the gatekeepers, that $200 million is the most we can invest in the deal, we'll say this is the way we get the kind of returns. And this is the period of time that we can pay off those particular bonds. It's got to be a period of time. Also, we've got to look at whether or not how this impacts conventions and tourists in terms of this community. What does it do to our convention and tourist bureau?
Yeah, because the very people that they say are going to be drawn into the city because of these new facilities, conventions and tourism, those are the same people that are going to be paying the brunt of it with these hotel taxes and car rental taxes.
That's right. It's a hot cot taxes, hotel, and rental.
I mean, they're going to have to come down off this $400 million, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's okay to have a wish list. I mean, and Jerry's entitled, and you realize that he's entitled, you know, to wish for $400 million. And,
yeah, but I'm suspicious of him.
Well, I know, that's okay. Jerry's a good businessman, and he's got five good county commissioners that are great businessmen, and we'll... And the two shall meet somewhere.
I believe that the demand for $400 million is going to have to come way down, and it will come way down quite simply. I'm in real estate on a much smaller scale, obviously, but what you have is you need to get money. Now, you can get a loan, but you have to prove that what you are getting the loan for is of value to that loan. Mm-hmm. Now, the Dallas Cowboys may be the first billion-dollar American sports franchise. I think they're number one rated financial franchise in the United States.
They are.
It seems to me like he could get as much as $700,000 for him if he wanted to. Now, I know he wants to get the public to foot the bill for a lot of that, but I think it's going to be easy to push him back on those grounds. What do you think about that?
Well, again, we're going to sit down. In fact, there's so many things on the menu, and you can't even begin to tell. When you talk about personal seat license, and then apparently that's a big driver in the NFL these days as they construct stadiums. When you talk about, again, funding that are available for them, there are a number of issues. Naming rights, concessions, things that traditionally... maybe in this market that people have not held on to. When it's all said and done, we're going to fashion a deal that we think is best for the public, and then we'll let the public make the decision.
Commissioner Price, before we let you go, I asked you about a mutual friend of ours during a break, and your eyes lit up when I asked you about political and spiritual activist Rich Sheridan, and I believe he is on the phone. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Dick, and Commissioner Price.
Ray, how you doing?
How are you?
Now, you guys are old friends, right? Sometimes, Rich, you're in front of Commissioner Price speaking.
Yes. And the last time I spoke, I think it went real well. Judge Kelleher extended my time, unlike Mayor Laura Miller.
Yeah, because one thing, Commissioner Price, Rich always complains that they always tell him right when his 3 minutes are up. But apparently, in front of the commissioners, you got a little extra time, Rich?
Yes, I did.
What was the last thing you were speaking on?
I was speaking about the Trinity River Project, which I think the new Cowboys Stadium could be very well a significant part of that project to basically, you know, package it real nice so it's a nice flow and whatever. I think as long as it's an equitable distribution of the revenue between the people and Jerry Jones, that's what it comes down to.
All right, Rich, I've got an idea, and you concur, Commissioner Price. All right, I've got an idea because unfortunately we're woefully short on time. The Stars are in overtime. We got post game right after this.
One quick question.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Okay. I think I was vocal, very strong in my words about what I consider to be a Trinity River project with billions of dollars being spent to be a racist project. There are racist aspects to it, and I just wanted to know if Commissioner Price wanted to comment on that at all, whether he was in agreement with it at all, did he see that
right.
manifested at all.
All right.
If they try to place all of that thoroughfare on one side of that river, I'm in agreement with you. That was not the design.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
God bless you, sir. Thank you very much.
You know what, Rich? Hang on. Before you go, I got an idea. What we need to do, now that hopefully we can count Commissioner Price amongst our friends of the show, we should get Commissioner Price and you, Rich, in studio together sometime.
I'd be honored.
Would you at all entertain that idea, Commissioner Price?
I would entertain that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to work on him a little bit. I think he knows you too well, Rich. All right, I'll work on him. Well, I love political and spiritual activist Rich Sheridan every time he's on. You see him quite a bit in front of the commissioners.
Yeah,
huh?
And I get a lot of, he generates a lot of correspondence as well.
All right, well, Commissioner Price, we really, really appreciate you coming up and seeing you, especially spending so much time with us. I mean, we'd only planned to go a couple of segments, but, hey, there was stuff to talk about. We had other stuff to get to.
Yeah.
So we'd really like to have you in studio again sometime if
you would
consider it.
I would.
And you know what? If Rich is the stipulating factor, we'll just put him on the phone if he makes you nervous.
Rick is fine.
We'll go over him with a metal detector or whatever at the door if you're
Rick
worried.
Rick is fine.
Okay, all right. Okay. Great stuff. Thank you very much, Commissioner Price. He is... Commissioner, Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price boycotting Nike because of the LeBron James, Bernie Mac, Black Church ad that is running right now, and NikeWatch.com.